Scrutiny. Suggestion.
The Huddle.
And tonight we have Jason Pagani and Deborah Coddington. Good evening to you both.
Hi, Larry.
All right, Deborah, what's your take on this Barrett 19 and a half years, non-parole, 10 years? I don't think he'll ever get out. I think the question around all of this is, how did he get away with this kind of behaviour, not specifically the type of behaviour that he's been in prison for, but the behaviour that he showed over the last 30 years in schools? And how the hell did he get away with it?
Larry, we have loaned England, one of our top judges, Dame Lowell Goddard, to do an inquiry, a massive inquiry into child abuse over there. This isn't the first time this happened. It happened in a school up north. Remember, a teacher was covered up. It is about time that we had an inquiry here into this happening. I bet if this guy was fondling teachers' breasts or headmasters' testicles, there would not have been deals done and money paid to quietly move him on. But when it's children, we just turn the other way and get on with the job. It is just not good enough. When, you know, it's all very well the Ministry of Education saying, oh, the rules have changed. This was the 1990s, not the 1890s.
Can I just say, just listen to your interview with the defence lawyer, Rupert Glover. What an impressive man. I mean, because we want to live in a society where even the worst, and this guy has to be pretty much the worst I've heard in a long time, but because we value our own principles, that everybody, even the worst of the worst, gets to have their day in court and gets to have a defence. And this, to me, that explained what it is that defence lawyers go through better than anything I've ever heard.
Yeah, you know, well, you know,
really challenging. So naive, Josie. I mean, this is how the system works. He knew that if he pleaded guilty, that he would, you know, get the best.
Oh, but no, I'm not talking about Robert Barrett here. I'm just talking about the.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, Josie. You're talking about him pointing him in the right. Well, you know, it's over, mate. You know, you're as guilty as sin.
Well,
But what Deborah's mean, and Deborah's quite right, you can pick it up, Deborah, that he pleaded guilty, got a discount for that. That's the way it works, right?
Yes, gets a discount for that. And no doubt Rupert Glover did a good job, but the best job was done by Gerald Nation, the judge, in choosing his words very carefully. I mean, Garth McVicar had it spot on, so that there is probably no chance of an appeal here, because he's right, the Court of Appeal will always reduce the sentence, and that would be terrible. I mean, it did go through very well indeed. The victims were spared the grueling thing of a trial to go through.
Josie, I want you to pick up on this. This guy's behaviour since the early 1990s, you know, we don't need to go all over it, but it was appalling. It was devious behaviour anyway. So he was dismissed from a couple of schools. So this is what I don't